Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. We're going to continue learning halachas of Zimun. This is the introduction to benching, which has its own special format. We have spent our little bit of time on the law in the last section dealing with three ideas, the Birkas HaMazon on one, the procedure of the Zimun, and the responsibility of three eating together. Today we're going to look at three more concepts to close this together. That is the responsibility of 10 eating together, breaking and making of quorums, and those who are obligated by Zimun. Let's start at the very beginning from the top. When it comes to a zimun of 10 people, something changes when there are a minyan in the room. Let's take a look at that. What changes? So we add in Hashem's name. So as opposed to Rabbi Osai Nevorech, and then we say, Nevorech Shechalnu Mishaloi, let us eat to he who we are eating of his. It's Nevorech Elokeinu, blessed be God, Shechalnu Mishaloi, because we are now in the presence of a minyan. That's what we add in. And the people respond in like by saying, Baruch Elokeinu, Shechalnu Mishaloi, Uvetuvaycha Yenu. What happens if I'm a part of a group of 10? Can I leave the group, breaking the 10, breaking the minyan, being as they can still say a regular zimun of 3? The answer is no, you're not allowed to leave the 10. What happens if I'm number 11? So even if I do leave, I'm now going to leave them still being able to say Nevorech Elokeinu. So in that case, that we are still not allowed to, because obligation is not just on the group, but of any constituents of the group. And that goes up to there's 20 people, and you can break into two groups of 10. What happens if there are 10, but the Mezamein, the leader of the benching, did not mention Hashem's name, so he forgot. He just said, Nevorech Shachalnu Mishaloi. What can we do in that case? So if the people responded also mistakenly by saying Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi without Elokeinu, then in that case, that it cannot be fixed. But if they heard him say it incorrectly and motioned to him that he needs to include Hashem's name, he may go back and say Nevorech Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishaloi, and they can answer in like as well. If there are less than 10 men, what should one do? In this case, there is a mitzvah to find 10 men, even though you can really do a regular zimun, it's a mitzvah to try to create a quorum of 10 to create the name of Hashem being sanctified in such a way. What do people need to do to eat, to be part of this? Meaning to say, let's say we're 8 people, we find 2 more people to join. What do those 2 people need to do? So technically speaking, they can drink a revius of drink that warrants a bracha, or has a kazayas of fruit, and that's enough. They don't need to actually have bread. Well, how many can it be? This we'll call ancillary add-ons. Can it be 9 people eating fruit and 1 person eating bread? The answer is no. You need 7 people. Uriba de Minkar, which means a recognizable majority, not just 6, but 7 people eating bread in order to make it that the other 3 can be part of that minyan as well. That's the first concept. This is the uniqueness of the zimun of 10 people. Let's jump straight into the next concept. Concept number 2 is breaking and making of quorums. This is where it gets a little sticky. It's very hard because there's a lot of rules as to what makes or breaks a group. So for instance, let's look at some questions. At what point, actually, technically speaking, does a group click in? Do they like sort of get set in to being a group and they can no longer leave that group? So it is either if they start the meal at the same time, they say amotzi at the same time, or that they end at the same time, even though they didn't begin at the same time. Either of those options creates a group, and one cannot leave that group, whether it's a quorum of 3 or a quorum of 10. What if I started and finished at a different time? So I started the meal after everybody started, and I'm finishing later. In that case, am I part of it? The answer is no. Although, says the Ketzer, one should try to finish together in order to opt into to be part of the Zimun, but one does not need to. In a case where a person stands to lose money, one has a babysitter, has to pay, and one has to get back, then one would be able to avoid the Zimun in that case as well. What happens if 3 of us ate together, and I forgot, I just started benching, and then I realize, oh, I didn't make myself part of the Zimun. Am I allowed to still contribute towards the Zimun? The answer is yes. The other 2 can, after you finish benching, still say Rabbi Osai Nevorech and include you as well, but you cannot join into another group of 2 who would need you otherwise. What happens if 2 of us forgot and say Birkas HaMazon? In that case, 2 of the 3 said the Birkas HaMazon without the Zimun is gone, it cannot be resurrected. What if 3 of us ate together and 2 of us finished, but the one is still trailing? He is a slow eater. So we ate 3, we started together. One is taking a long time. The 2 of us really got to get going. What can we do? In that case, the 2 can force the 1 to stop, listen to the Zimun, release the others, and then he will have to bench afterwards as well. How long does he need to stop his eating for? he needs to stop till the end of the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon, which is considered part of the Zimun. What happens if one person needs to leave and the other two are taking their time? So he started the same time as them, so he's really obligated in Zimun, but they are not finishing anytime soon. In that case, he may not force them to stop because they are considered the majority, the mainstay as well. They may do him a favor and answer Zimun, but they do not have to. What happens if I am part of 10 and part of that 10 needs to leave? So if 6 need to leave, they can force the others, the 4 remaining, so the majority can force the minority to stop and hear the Zimun. How long will that have to wait? In this case, they don't have to wait until the end of the first bracha, just till the end of the Zimun, the introduction to the Birkas HaMazon. Why is it different to if there were 2 forcing a 3rd in a small Zimun as opposed to a 6 forcing 4? They need to listen less. The answer is because after those 4 have been forced to stop and listen to the Zimun, they still need to make their own small Zimun of 3, in this case 4, which means that they don't need to listen to the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. They can carry on eating in the meantime. What happens if I'm going to a big wedding? I'm going to an occasion, and I know I just cannot stay till the end to say a Zimun. Am I allowed to even eat bread in that case? So in this case, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, suggests that if a person stipulates at the time that they're washing and saying the Birkas HaMotzi that I'm not going to be joining this group, then one is allowed to in that case and therefore be able to leave early in this particular instance. What happens if I'm at a huge simcha and there's so many different tables? How is the Zimun coordinated? So if there's a person who's got a very loud voice, they should say a Zimun for everybody. That's the best way. But if there's not, it's not possible, it's just too loud, it's Shabbos and there's no loudspeaker, so in that case, every table should say a Zimun for themselves because it won't be possible for everybody to hear together as well. What if there are 2 groups eating separately in a restaurant? Can they join? The answer is yes, as long as they can see each other. If they cannot see each other, they don't join, unless they designated a shamish, a waiter, who's working with both tables and with intent is going to be considered a joiner between the 2 tables as well. What is if I walk in and people are saying a Zimun, but I did not eat at all? Am I allowed to respond? The answer is not the regular R response, because it says Sha'achalnu, that we ate Mishaloi from him and you didn't eat. But you can do a new formulation which is, goes as follows: Baruch umuvarach shmoi tamid lo lavoed, blessed and blessed is his name always forever. And if there's it was a Zimun of 10, you say Baruch Elokeinu umuvarach shmoi tamid lo lavoed. It's good to memorize these words, because these words are something one needs to happen when one just walks in to a Zimun as well. If one comes in and the group is already responding, so the audience to the Zimun is already responding in this mid-sentence, you don't join them, then you just say Amen after what they said as well. What if 2 of the 3 eat Pas Yisrael and 1 of the 3 eats Pas Palter? Right, so, or let's say 1 ate meat in the meal, 2 ate meat in the meal and 1 ate milk. So in this case, we're creating a situation where not everybody can eat from each other. So the Kitzur says in this situation that the mezamein, the one who leads them, can certainly be mezamein. The one who leads them should be the one who can eat everything. So the person who's eating milk would be able to eat meat afterwards, even though the meat people might not be able to eat milk afterwards. The person who eats pas palter, a non-Jewish produced bread, is able to eat even the pas Yisrael, but the pas Yisrael people are not able to eat the non-Jewish produced bread. So the person who has the broader amount of ability to eat the entire meal should be the one to lead the benching. What happens if 1 ate hard cheese and 2 ate meat, so now neither can eat of each other? So the Kitzur records that there is a dispute in this particular case. There is as to whether or not the person is able to whether or not the person is able to make a difference, to say a Zimun. And the Kitzur says one can be mekel, one can be lenient. Finally, the last concept, we're going to close with this very short concept, which is who is obligated in Zimun. So the answer is men and women are obligated in Zimun. Who leads the Zimun? So if it's a mixed group of men and women, a man should lead. If it's a group of just women, a woman should lead and make their own Zimun. Who counts towards the Zimun? So if it's a mixed group, we only count the men towards Zimun. If it's a group of women, then it's the women who count for the numbers for a Zimun. Are children included? The answer is no. A child can only be included once they reach bar or bat mitzvah. Do converts count towards Zimun? Absolutely. And the Kitzur adds in that they may say certainly the words Shehin Chalta La'avoseinu, the land which you gave and you bequeathed to our fathers. And he points out because Avram was called Avraham, because the Gemara explains that Avram Avinu used to be only the Av of Aram, of those who came from that region, but now he's an Av to all the nations who come in. And it's fascinating that of the monotheistic faiths, Christianity and Islam still adopt Avraham. They still see their heritage starting from there, even them as well. What if someone is an avarian, a person who is a transgressor of Averos? So it is interesting that if a person is a public, flagrant transgressor of Averos, a person doesn't keep kosher, a person doesn't keep Shabbos, in that case, a person is not allowed to be counted to Zimun, even though the bar may be lower for counting for a minyan in certain ways. When it comes to a Zimun, one is not allowed to include such a person in a Zimun. With this, we conclude the very fascinating halacha of Zimun, which comes up all the time. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.